The president called this an attack, the coronavirus. He said it was worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. And he repeated his criticisms of China, saying that it could have been stopped at the source. It could have been stopped in China. The Trump administration has been ramping up the rhetoric against China, which some of its critics say is to deflect attention from the administration's own handling of the pandemic, which has faced criticism. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has also been echoing the president's rhetoric. He, too, ramped up the criticisms of China, doubled down, saying, accusing China of what he called a lack of transparency, and saying that accusing them of continuing to withhold information about the virus. He also, interestingly, said that there was no evidence, that there was no certainty about whether the coronavirus came from a lab or elsewhere, which was very different from comments he'd made over the weekend, where he said that there was enormous certainty that the coronavirus originated from a lab in Wuhan. A China Foreign Ministry spokesperson, Hua Chunying, hit back at those accusations. Now, whilst the president's rhetoric on China might be consistent, he did perform a U-turn elsewhere, and that is on the future of the coronavirus task force, tweeting that it would go on indefinitely and it would focus on vaccines and therapeutics and the reopening of the economy. Only 24 hours previously, his vice president, Mike Pence, was confirming to reporters that the administration was having conversations about winding down the task force. And when he talked more about his decision, he said that he only realized how popular the task force was when he started talking about winding it down.